We are now up to Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Ches, and we'll be doing the first three Sifim. Misha Hafach is Zeisav. So what they used to do is they would take the olives and place them somewhere to ripen, and then they would turn them upside down. And then once it reaches that point, if you don't squeeze out the oil, they get ruined. O Shahaya Yeno Babor, or you had wine sitting in a pit. The Ira Onis, O Sheshachach Onisatzel, and an onus happened, you didn't get to do it before Chol HaMoed. So the halachi is sheyasav sheyachol lishos lacharegli. Thought he would let it stay till after yontif. And it turned out that it's going to get spoiled. So you're allowed to completely finish off the pressing of the grapes. Umezafis achovius, and you put tar on the barrels. Beng tanis beng dolus, small ones is less tircha. But there's also less hefsid. Big ones, there's more tircha, but there's also more hefsid. The gof, you're allowed to make them a gufa, the seal of the spout. B'chavius, kedar kabalo shinui. Hagov u'adin the yachal l'sakan ha'chavius the kushin ba'akolim. You're even allowed to go and tie up the barrels with a series of clamps or chains that keep them from falling apart. But you shouldn't do this. You don't do this unless you really made a mistake, but you're supposed to prepare everything beforehand. You're allowed to take your flax out of where they're soaking, if they were soaking too long. Don't do it on purpose. The Mishneh Berurah brings down that in the case of Pishton, you should do it in the flax. You should do that on the quiet. In other words, do it at night. Sidbeis mutar lachnas peris mipnei haganovim. You're allowed to bring in your fruit because of the ganovim. Imeinu b'makom mishtamer, if the fruit is not well guarded. Umiyu yaseh b'tzina. You're supposed to do it on the quiet. Kagon sheyachnisim balayla, if it's at night. Vimho udover sheyesh bo pirsum balayla yosim bayom. What happens if you think you're going to make more noise at night than by day? Kagon shetzarach lachnisim ba'avukos. Uvakolos yachnisim bayom. You're afraid that you're going to have to do it with torches and people screaming, doing it by day. Hagah, v'miyev shal asosin kiim b'faresi, ha'kol shori b'davaravud. Davaravud is mut even b'faresi, if necessary. Siv gimel also la'siyem amonu mi'ir li'ir lom b'shvil davaravud. You're not allowed to transport your belongings from one city to another, unless it's a davaravud. Why is it talking about one city to another? There's a lot less that's aser. The teretz is to teach us a kula, that it'll even be mutter mi'ir li'ir. If it is a davar avod, if you really need to move the things over, they shouldn't get ruined.